Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei, and we are 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis V'ho D'Tanan. So we're in the middle of a very intense sugya that really straddles two different ideas. The first is the Gemara discussed the halacha as it relates to behemos, Choshishin L'Zera Ha'av, or Ein Choshishin L'Zera Ha'av, meaning, does a behema have yichus from his father's side, or does a behema not have yichus from his father's side? We mentioned that as it relates to human beings, their primary yichus is from their father's side. The Gemara says, Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas aim ain kruya mishpacha. And that's something that manifests itself in many sugyas ashas, most notably the laws of nachlos, the laws of Yerusha. But as it relates to a behema, the Gemara had a shaila, chayshishin lezerav, or ain chayshishin lezerav. And what we saw is that it's a machlokes tanam, and it's a machlokes tanam that spans many different sugyas. The first is the sugya that we're learning, the name of the perek, the halacha of oisei ves benoi. The pasuk says, v'shoi roisei oisei ves benoi, lo yisei shchatu b'yoy mechad. Everybody agrees that the pasuk means that you're not allowed to shech the mother and its offspring on the same day. The question is, what about a father and its offspring? Now, the pasuk sounds a little like it includes a father. Oisei is a lashon zachar, benoi is a lashon zachar, stating that it's machlek is chananya in the chacham. Chananya says that the laws of oisei ves benoi relate to scharim, just like they relate to Nekeva. So if somebody would shech the father and his offspring on the same day, he would violate the halacha of Oisav Esbenoi. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that it only relates to Nekevas. It does not relate to Schar. The Gemara said, what's the Hezber in the Machlokes? Chananya holds Choshishin Lezera Av. An animal has a father. Thus, it makes sense that there should be a lav of Oisav Esbenoi. The Chachamim hold in Choshishin Lezera Av. As a result, an animal does not have a father. If it doesn't have a father, then clearly there's not going to be halacha of Oisav Esbenoi. Another place where we saw this machlokes tanam of whether choshen lezera av or ein choshen lezera av was in a mishnah in Masechtas Kelayim with regards to the mule. And the question was, a mule who's a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey, more accurately, a mule's father is a donkey, his mother is a horse. The question is, can it breed with a hybrid who's also the offspring of a horse and a donkey, but in the reverse order, what's known as a hinny, an animal whose father is a horse and whose mother is a donkey. The Gemara said, if you hold Choshishin Lezera Av, then essentially the mule and the hinny are the same species. Chad mina ninu. They both come from a combination of a chamor and a sus. If, however, you hold Ein Choshishin Lezera Av, then you don't look at the yichus of the behema, quote-unquote, from its father's side. You only look at it from its mother's side. And if that's the case, the mule's mother is a horse, the hinny's mother is a donkey, it's not going to be the same min. And what we saw was that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So again, a machlokes tanah, whether choshishin lezera av or in choshishin lezera av. And then finally, the Gemara on the top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis brought a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in a braisa, whether you have the halacha again of oisei ves benoi regarding a kvi or a kai, or whether you don't have the halacha of oisei ves benoi with regards to a kvi. The Chachamim say oisei ves benoi is noyig by a kvi. Rabbi Eliezer said oisei ves benoi is not noyig in a kvi. And Rabbi Chisda made a very important comment on this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. He said, "Eizel kvi shenechku by Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim." What type of kvi? As we'll see later in the daf, there are different definitions of the word kvi. It was a big machlokes tanam. What exactly this kvi was? Rabbi Chisda, however, said that from the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, I know what kvi they were referring to when they debated whether there would be an Isra of Oisei ves benoi or there would not be an Isra of Oisei ves benoi. And that was a kvi where a tzvi, which is where a tiyosh, a male goat, was ba on a tzviya. It was ba on a female deer. The point is, father is a behema, mother is a chaya. They had a child, and then that child had a child. So you have three generations. The grandparents are a behema and a chaya. The child is a kvi, and then the grandchild is a kvi as well. And what happened was, somebody shechted the child and the grandchild in the same day. The question is there going to be oisei ves benoi, or is there not going to be oisei ves benoi? The Chachamim hold choshen lezera av. Being that choshen lezera av, the child, that's the middle dar, the child is considered, at the very least, a little bit of a behema. Because being that its father was a behema, And Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, we look at it as being a behemoth as it relates to the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espinai. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds in Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. And as a result, that middle child is not viewed as being a behemoth at all. Because although it's true its father's a behemoth, but its mother was a chaya. And there's no halacha of Oysoi Ve'espinai as it relates to a chaya. Thus, it's not considered a behemoth. If it's not considered a behemoth, you're not going to have the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espinai. But what emerged from this last machloikis was an additional chiddush, which is very important in today's daf, and that is that the chachamim who hold that there is an issa Oysoi Ve'espinai when it comes to a kvi, hold that you don't have to be a full-fledged behemoth in order to have the halacha of Oysoi Ve'espinai. But even if you have an animal that's only a miktsas behema, sev afilu miktsas, that too is going to be enough. Because if you're going to tell me there's halacha of Oysoi Ve'espinai with regards to the kvi, so you shecht a mother kvi and a child kvi, you're going to be over this Oysoi Ve'espinai, I understand that the mother kvi is a miktsas behema. Because it comes from a behema on one side, in this case from the paternal side. But it's only a mixas behema. Maybe for the halach of a shor, oisei vespenoi, loisishcha to be a mechad, you have to be a full fledged. Maybe you have to have yichus from beide zatin. And over here in this case, this kvi is only a behema from its paternal side, not from its maternal side. So you say, meres, the chum hold another chiddush, and that is for the halach of oisei vespenoi, it's enough for someone to be a mixas. Either way, the Gemara in today's daf is going to continue to discuss the machloikis of additionally, the Gemara is going to expand a little bit on this machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who seem to have argued with regards to a kvi, Oysoi Ve'espinai, or you don't say Oysoi Ve'espinai, which the Gemara at this point thinks is really totally in the aforementioned machloikas. Meaning the Chachamim who say that there's Oysoi Ve'espinai by a kvi, it's because they hold Choshishim Lezerav, whereas Rabbi Eliezer who holds that there's no Oysoi Ve'espinai by a kvi, it's because he holds Ein Choshishim Lezerav. What the Gemara is going to do now is find another place in Shas where the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer argued completely different halacha with regards to a kvi. Then there's going to be even a third sugya as relates to a kvi. So a lot about Choshish and Lezera Av, a lot about the halachas of kvi, not an easy daf. It's a very, very intense cheshvan. The Gemara is going to have one understanding of everything, and the Gemara is going to flip later and have another understanding of everything. It's only the first quarter of Daf Pei, but either way, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, do what we do. Either way, Zok de Mishnah, V'hod etanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, L'kamon, Daf Pei, Gimel Amad Beis. Kvi, ain't shaykh nes to be yontif. You now let a shecht, a kvi on yontif. V'im shachtoy, and if you did shecht it, ain't mechas in a stomach. Now, what would be the issue with shechting a kvi on yontif? It's very simple. The halach is if you shecht a chaya, in addition to all the halachas, mesachta shchulin, and that relate to shchitas chaya, there's another halacha, and that is the Torah says v'chisas dama. You have to take the blood of the chaya and you have to cover it with offer. Now, the only time there's a mitzvah of v'chisas offer, known as the mitzvah of kisei adam, the name of the next parak, that's only if you shech a chaya. If you shech the behema, however, there is no halacha of kisei adam. Now, being that a kvi is a suffix behema, suffix chaya, loosely translated, as a result, is really a suffix. Whether you have a mitzvah of kisei adam, you don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So what would happen if somebody shechts a kvi? It's a suffix deraisa. Do I have a mitzvah or not? So go ahead and do kisei adam. Where it becomes interesting is what happens if it's yom. On Yontif, you're allowed to do a malacha l'tzori chaychel nefesh. So, could I shech the kvi on Yontif, or could I not shech the kvi on Yontif? That's the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, kvi ain't shech the nice be Yontif. And if you shech the b'dievet, you can't do kisei adam. The reason is, because when you do kisei adam, you're doing a malacha. The act of taking the offer and covering the blood involves a malacha. Now, it's not a malacha d'iraisa, it's only a malacha d'rabbanu. It's for that reason, and that if you shech a chaya on Yontif, it's okay. You could check and you could do kisei adam because the aseh of kisei adam is very easily going to be doicha any issur derabanan that you need to engage in when you do the mitzvah of kisei adam. If, however, I have a kvi, which is a safik, maybe a safik chaya, so now I'm not sure if I have a mitzvah of kisei adam. So how can I be safik, go ahead and do kisei adam? Maybe I don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam and I'm being over in issur derabanan when I do the kisei adam. So it's for that reason the halach is that if I have an animal that's a safik, maybe a safik chaya, known as a kvi, likatchil, I can't check the nanyan. Why not? Because maybe it's a behemoth. If it's a behemoth, I'm not allowed to do kisei adam. But then again, maybe it's a chaya, and I have to do kisei adam. So I can't likatchila be mevatel the mitzvah of kisei adam, but I also can't do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam because maybe I don't have an obligation to do Kisei Adam. Thus, the halach is very straightforward. You don't do the shechita, and but the evidence, if you did the shechita, emechas and asdami. But the Gemara goes into this a little bit more. The Mayaskin, what are we talking about? What kind of kfi? Are we talking about a kfi where the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya? So again, tayash literally is a male goat, but it's not the goat per se that we're concerned with. It's the fact that it's a behema. Tzviya, according to most Rishonim, is a female deer. But again, it's not the deer that we're concerned with. It's the fact that it's a chay. So are we talking about where the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya? And now there's a child. And this is the kfi that's in question, says the Gemara. Bein Rabbanon, Bein Rabliezer, Lishchayt v'lichsi. What's the problem? In this case, you should certainly be able to shech and go to Katchila and do Kisei Adam. Why? Because tzvi v'afila miksa tzvi. Because at the end of the day, being that from its maternal side, it's a chaya, so everybody holds chayshish and lezerah ha'aim. The question is chayshish and lezerah. Over here, from its mother's side, it's a chaya. From mother's side, it's a chaya. It's definitely an obligation to go ahead and do kisei adam. And even though it's only a behema, a chaya potentially from one side, not from the other side, but just like we saw in the previous Gemara, that when the Torah says, Oisei that's benoi relates to a behema, it doesn't have to be a complete behema. If it's a mixus behema, that's going to be enough. Then it makes sense, says the Gemara, as it relates to the halach of Kisei Adam that relates to chayas. If it's a mixus chaya, that would be enough for there to be halacha of Kisei Adam. So what's the problem? Why ain't Shaykh the Nice Beyantif? It's for sure a tzvi. It's for sure a chaya. It's for sure a 50% chaya. A 50% chaya is a chaya. Tzvi vafilo mixus tzvi. So if that's the case, Shaykh to Kisei Adam, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is in play. It'll be doicha and yisid the rabbon. And that's involved when you're doing the Kisei Adam. Eli, you have to say, if there's machlokes with Blazim and Chacham, that can't be the case. It must have been in the reverse order. But see, Abalat Yasha, must be where the father was the Chaya and the mother was the Behema. Violda. Now there's a child, says the Gemara. Let's go through it. Either Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, that hold in the previous Gemara, Chayshon Lazarav, Lishchayt Felichsi. What's the issue? Again, it's a Miktsasvi, albeit from its paternal side, Chayshon Lazarav, so do Shchita and do Kisei Adam. And either Rabbi Eliezer that holds, in Chayshish and Lazerav in the previous Gemara, Lichshay v'loy lichsi. It's also not a problem to Shech. Because if Ein Chayshish and Lazerav, what does that mean? That means it's Vadei not a Tzvi. It's Vadei Behema. If it's a Behema, the Vadei don't have a mitzvah Kisei Adam. So you can go ahead and Shech it and not do Kisei Adam. So Marav Shach, what's this issue over here? What's the problem? If we're talking about where the mother was a Tzviya, when the mother was a Chaya, then it's for sure a Tzvi. Thus, for sure there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So Shech didn't do the Kisei Adam. And if we're talking about where it was the father, that really depends. Do you hold Chayshon Lezerav? Do you hold Chayshon Lezerav? If you hold Chayshon Lezerav, then it's a Chaya. Do Kisei Adam. If you hold Chayshon Lezerav, then it's a Behemo. There's for sure no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Where does it play itself out that this Kvi is a Sofik Behemo, Sofik Chaya, thus the Aloch HaNyantiv is going to be. You're not allowed a Shech, because you're not sure whether there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam Mitzvi Abalat Yash. Lo'ilam, you have to say something about where the father was the Chaya. If that's the case, according to Rabbanon, you should Vadai do the Kisei Adam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Yivadah should not have to do the Kisei Adam, says the Gemara, a very important Chiddush. And that is Rabbanon's Fugim Esav Kulhu. We said in the previous Gemara that Rabbanon hold Chayshon Lazerav, so we assume that they said it very self-confidently. We are 100% sure that Chayshon Lazerav, says the Gemara, no, it really was only Misafik. They weren't sure Chayshon Lazerav. Therefore, in the previous Gemara, as it relates to Oisei Ves Benoi, if you have a Kvi, whose father is a behema, because when it's Oisev as Benoi, you need the tzad behema to be chayv. Whose father is a behema, Chayshon Lezerav, Misafik, you can have an Isser Oisev as Benoi. But at the same time, if you have a kvi whose father is a chaya, Misafik in Chayshon Lezerav, and as a result, we can assume that you're allowed to do the Kisei Adam Anyantif. Because being that it's only the father that's the Chayv, maybe there really is no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Meaning the Rabbanon who said in the previous Suya Chayshon Lezerav only said it Misafik, they didn't say it Petoras Vadai. So when the Safik is Lechumra that Chayshon Lezerav, they hold Chayshon Lezerav. But when the Safik is Lechumra, they say in Chayshon Lezerav, and they're going to hold in Chayshon Lezerav. It says the Gemara, Middle Rabbanon Masafkulu, Rabbanon Masafkulu, it comes out based on what we just said.
that really when the Rabbanan said in the previous Gemara, Choshen Lezerav, and that's why, if you have a Kli whose father's a behemoth, you have an Issa Oisav Esmena, it's only Misafik, because maybe Choshen Lezerav, it's not Pateres Vaday. If that's the case, then the Rabbi Eliezer that argued with the Chachamim in the previous Gemara obviously holds Pateres Vaday in Choshen Lezerav. Because Rabbi Eliezer also holds Choshen Lezerav, then what's the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham? So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds Pateres Vaday in Choshen Lezerav. Okay, says the Gemara, can't be, because if all the Tanya, we learned to the Braiso, Hazroya, Velechaim, Vakeva, Noyagim, Bekviu, Bekalayim. And this is really the third and the final case that the Gemara is going to discuss as it relates to the Kvi. So we know the halacha is that if somebody shechts chulin, he has to give matnas kuhuna. Most matnas kuhuna relate to kachim, or truma, or maisa, something that has some level of kedusha. But there is matnas kuhuna that relates to chulin as well. Most notably, shechitas chulin. Every single time a shoychet shechts an animal, he has to take part of the animal and he has to give it to the kayanim. The zroya, the lechayim, and the abomasim, and the kefir, right? He has to take those parts of the animal and he has to give it to the kayanim. The only time there's a mitzvah to give the zroya, lechayim, and the kefir to a kayanim is when you shech the behema. When you shech the chaya, there's no halacha of zroya, lechayim, lekeva. Based on that, the Gemara is going to have to plug in the halachas of zroya, lechayim, and keva to the Kvi. Because again, the Kvi from a super high level is a Sufik behemah, Sufik Chaya. So if somebody shachts a Kvi, do you have a Chi of Zroi L'chaim and Keva or do you not? If it's a behemah, you do. If it's a Chaya, then you don't. Now, this case is going to be a little different than the previous cases. And the primary reason it's going to be a little bit different is because here we're dealing with a Chaysha Mishpat component. When you're talking about the halachas of Oysoi, the Espinoi, there's no halach of chayshem mishpat. That's halach of yeridei. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Oysoi ve'esmenoi le'sishchitu b'yamecha. What you're dealing with is an issa deiraisa, sofik deiraisa l'chumra. That's the world that you're living in. When you're dealing with a halach of mitzvahs kisui adam, that's a mitzvahs esse. That's less chomer. But again, that's in the world of mitzvahs ase. When you're dealing with the halach of the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva, now there's already a Chayshem Mishpat component. Because what do you do with the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva? You give it to the Kayanim. So the Kayan knocks on your door and goes, I understand you just shechted an animal. Yeah, it was a Kvi. I want my Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. What's the halach when you have a Sufik Mammon? So this is where Oysoi Ves Benoi meets Bava Metzia. So we're going to have over here a wrinkle in the laws of the Kvi with some real muchsik hamoitzim mechaveri all of araya components. Either way, zok the Gemara, so it's the price. Zorei l'chaim in the kevo, neyagim l'kviyu b'kalayim. Rebelez has kalayim, yeah, habomenezim and arocha chayim matonis. If you have an animal that's kalayim, where both its mother and its father are behemoths, one's an ez, one's a rochel, then you're going to be chayim. Kviyu, however, potim and amatonis. But as it relates to a kviyu, where it's a sofik behemoth, sofik chayim, or one parent is a behemoth, one parent is a chayim, in that case, you're not going to have the halacha of the zorei l'chaim in the kevo. Says we're b'mayaskin. What are we talking about? Let's drill into this a little bit deeper. Oh, we're talking about where the father was a tayish and the mother was a tzviya. In other words, the father was a behemoth and the mother was a chaya. V'yolda. And now this couple had a child. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yezer. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yezer, the potter. Rabbi Yezer said that there's no chi of maton, there's no zroi l'chaim in the kevah when it comes to a kvi. I understand why he says that. Because he holds se. Vafilu mixta seloy emrina. He holds ein choshen lezerav. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So being that he holds ein choshen lezerav, so it comes out we don't see the tzad tayosh. We don't see the tzad behemah. We look at this as a chayah. A chayah doesn't have a chiyav zroi l'chaim l'kev. Elo the rabbon, but I don't understand the rabbonon. Why not? Nehi the kasavri. Se vafilu mixta se. It's true that the rabbonon hold this concept that as long as you're a mixta se, that should be enough. So in theory, tayosh abal atzviyah, this kvi is a mixta se. So based on the fact that it's a mixta se, at this point, this should be a chiyav Tonis. However, Bishlam Epal Galoyovle, that's Poshit, the Gemara says, that half of the Zroi L'chaim L'kev is going to be off the table. And this is interesting. Because even though Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh, in this case, it can't be Mechayev you more than Mikzahs. See, if you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh regarding Oysev as Benoi, you can't shech the animal. What do you mean? I can't shech half the animal? You can't shech the animal. If you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh, or Tzviv Afilo Mikzah Seh with regards to Kisi Adam, I now have an obligation to do Kisi Adam. But here, where we're dealing with a Chayshem Mishpat Sugya, so here, if you hold Seva Afilo Mikzah Seh, at the very least, it can't obligate you more than miktsas, because all you have is a miktsaseh. But that's not even the punchline of the Gemara. The punchline of the Gemara is, idach palga, I don't understand why you should even have to give half. I mean, if you don't say, I feel a miktsaseh. And from the paternal side, this is a seh, so it makes sense why you have to give half, right? Gemara says, no, wrong. Because le malay, why can't you say, I see raya, the choshen lezerav, ishkoil. Being that we just said that Rabbanan are only choshen lezerav, they don't hold the paternal zvadai. So maybe this animal is not a behemoth at all. Maybe this animal is a chaya. And if this animal is a chaya, there is no chiyav zraya l'chayim and keva. Meaning, bishlam if the rabbanon hold, like we thought at the end of yesterday's daf, and in the intro to today's daf, that the chachamim hold chayshish and lezera av b'teres vaday. So then I understand this halacha. The halacha is that in the, when you shechta kvi, being that you're choshesh and lezera, so even if the kvi is such where the father is the behema, that's enough to make it a miktas behema and be mechayiv you at the very least half, 50% of this royal lechayim nekeva. But in light of the fact that we just said that even the rabbanon are only but they don't hold the b'teres vade. How do we know that? Because that was the only way to make sense of the Mishnah with regards to kisei adam and yontif. If it's only a suffix, then misafik, there's no way you can be mechayev me misafik to give me the zroi l'chaim in the keva. Play it out. The kohen's going to come. He's going to say, I want the zroi l'chaim in the keva. The person going to say, how do you know I'm obligated to give it to you? He says, what do you mean? Because I know this animal, the zayda, right? This is a fa. This was a behemoth. This is a tzad behemoth over here. He goes, oh, really? Because chayshon lezerav? I'm not sure chayshon lezerav. Prove it to me. I see raya. Go learn the sugis of Perek Oysefes Benai. Come back to me in a month and you'll tell me whether in fact I have to give you the zroi l'chaim in the keva. Meaning it's only a suffix whether choshen lezera. Being that it's a suffix, there's no way me suffix you can be mitzi mamin from somebody. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say that this machloik is Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham, as it relates to whether there's a chiv zroi l'chaim in the keva regarding a kvi, is not talking about where the father is the behema and the mother is the chaya. Must be, it's in the reverse. Ela b'tzviya balat yasha. Must be where the father was the chaya and the mother was very older and it had a child. Says the Gemara, let's see. Bishlam the Rabbanon. Bishlam according to Rabbanon. Now this is great. Why is this great? Because over here, my chay chay b'chatzim atonis. Being that the mother is the behema, everyone's chayish l'zera. There's no suffix about it. Everybody's chayish for that. So according to Rabbanon, it's pashut, right? It makes perfect sense. Why you have to give the Zroi L'chaim in the Keva. Because seh, v'afilu miktzaseh, mitzado eim, this is at the very least a miktzaseh, thus half of it, you're going to for sure have to give. Now, as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'chayiv b'kulu matanos, being that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein choshishin l'zerav, so in this case, he should be chayiv 100%. And what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You're potter. Why you potter? If the mother is a behema and the father is a chaya, and Rabbi Eliezer holds ein choshen lezerav for sure. How do you know Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure ein choshen lezerav? Because even the Rabbanon only hold misafik choshen lezerav. And if there's a machlokes, the Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanon hold only misafik chayshinon, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Afilu misafik loy chayshinon. Vadei ein choshen lezerav. So vadei ein choshen lezerav, this is a vadei behema. It's vadei behema, you should be chayiv. So what's going on here? Says the Gemara, you have to say, the only way to make sense of this is if we talk about the father was the chaya and the mother was a behema. Rabbi Eliezer nam is fukim esafkiluhu. And even Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a safik. And being that even Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a suffix, it's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not going to be chayiv in the matonis. Meaning, we thought Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure in choshen lezera. If Rabbi Eliezer holds for sure in choshen lezera ha'av, then you should be for sure 100%. That means Rabbi Eliezer should be even more machmer when it comes to the matonis. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the father is a chay and the mother is a behemoth, it's a full-fledged behemoth. According to the Rabbanon, it's a little tricky. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not even a shayla. You don't even look at the father's side and the mother's side. The mother's side, this is a regular behemoth. So the Gemara says, you have to say that even Rabbi Eliezer was mesufik. Says the Gemara. So let's just pause for 1 second. We'll get back to this. But if that's the case, at this point, without really fully understanding what we just said, but if at this point the Gemara is saying, and a few lines earlier the Gemara said, the Rabbanan are Sefuke Misafkul, so the Rabbanan are Sefuke Misafkul, whether Cheshon Lezerav, Rabbi Eliezer Sefuke Misafkul, Cheshon Lezerav, so what's the obvious question? The my plague is, what's the machloik is? Says the Gemara, you have to say the machloik is something completely different. The se, the afilo mixa se, the machloik is not choshen lezerav, ein choshen lezerav. This is not the machloik is Hananya and the Chachamim. This is not the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Mishnah, 8th parak of Masechtas Kalai. It's nothing to do with that. This is not a shayla of choshen lezerav. They were both 100% on the same page as it relates to choshen lezerav. They both held, we're not sure. And as a result, same page. Well, I don't either know. So Mitzvuke is Afkalu. I mean that Svuke is Afkalu. Therefore, you always have to go to Chumrah. Okay, so what then is this Shaila? We have all these Shailas regarding a Kvi. We have a Shaila whether there's Oysa Desmenoi by a Kvi, where the Chalamah Machmer and Rabbi Elias is Mekel. We have a Shaila whether there's a Chiv Zroel Chaim Keva by a Kvi, where the Chalamah Machmer and Rabbi Elias is Mekel. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is something else. Do you say this that the Gemara took for granted? On the entire Dafayin Tezamid base, Seh Vafilo Mikzaseh. So Oysev Es Benoi requires a Seh. What if it's something's a Mikzaseh? Kisui Adam requires a Chaya, a Tzvi. What if something's a Mikzas Tzvi? Zroi L'chaim and Kevas only relates to a Seh. What if something's a Mikzaseh? Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan holds Seh Vafilo Mikzaseh. That Aloch is Seh Vafilo Mikzaseh. Rabbi Lezah Sova, Seh Vafilo Mikzaseh. You don't say Seh Vafilo Mikzaseh. Okay, so how do we now reconcile everything? The Gemara didn't really explain it. Amar Rapapas. Rapapas said, I'm going to explain to you what we just said. Hilkoch, and this is the last cheshbon. Le'in yu kisei Adam, as it relates to kisei Adam, umatonois, and as it relates to Matanois, loy mishkachas, elabitzviya balat yosh. The hechitimtsa would be, the machloikis would be in a case where the father was a tzvi, the father was a chaya, and the mother was a tiyosha. The bein the rabbanon, the bein the rabbi Yez, both rabbanon and rabbi Yez, and the safkli choshen lezerav oiloi, they both agree that there's a safik whether choshen lezerav, v'komiflagi, and the machloikis is, b'seva afilo mikzaseh, and the machloikis is whether seva mikzaseh. So Rapapa didn't really explain it. So you need Rashi to help us out and explain it. Let's just speak it out outside. And that is, essentially what Rapapa is saying is that both rabbi Yez and the chachamim hold, svuke misafkli, whether choshen lezerav or ain't choshen lezerav. So let's do one at a time. So what's the shy with regards to Yontif, Kisei Adam. So, a Chaya has a mitzvah Kisei Adam, a Behemoth doesn't have a mitzvah Kisei Adam. Yontif is going to be an issue. Because if you have an animal that's a Safik Behemoth, Safik Chaya, on the one hand, you can't shecht it and not do the Kisei Adam, because maybe it's a Chaya. Then again, you can't shecht it and do the Kisei Adam, because maybe it's a Behemoth. So what did the Mishnah say? Don't shecht it. And b'di'evet, if you shechted it, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, you have to say that the oikimta is where you had a kvi that was the product of a tzvi haba alat yasha. The father was a chaya, and the mother was a behema. Being that there's a suffix where the choshishin lezera'av, so it comes out, we have a suffix whether we see a tzvi over here. On the tzad, that choshishin lezera'av, this Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. Seh v'afilu mikzas seh. So tzvi v'afilu mikzas tzvi. The halach is going to be that you do have a mitzvah of kisei adam. But being that it's a suffix, I'm not sure if I have a mikzas tzvi. Because I only have a mikzas tzvi of choshen lezerav. And I think maybe ain't choshen lezerav. It's for that reason the halach is going to be ain't shoich. If, however, we were discussing the reverse case, there was a taya shabala tzviya, then according to the Chachamim, you'd be able to shecht and do kisei adam. Because being that they hold tzvi v'afilu mikzas tzvi, if the mother is a tzviya, for sure with choshen lezera'im, and as a result, there'd be no shayla. So the Mishnah is very simple. It's talking about where there was a tzviya bala tiyosha. There's a suffix if there's a mikzas tzvi. We're going according to the Chachamim that hold seva filo mikzas seva, thus tzviya filo mikzas tzvi. On the tzad choshen lezera'av, it's a mikzas tzvi, there's a mikzas kisei adam. On the tzad ein choshen lezera'av, you don't even have a mikzas tzvi. It's a suffix, you can't do anything. Why does it have to be a tzviya bala tiyosha? Just chazering this. Why can't it be a tayosha bala tzviya? Because if it's a tayosha bala tzviya, there'd be no suffix. Because it's for sure a mikzas tzvi. Because from the mother's side, we know for sure it's a tzvi. And the mother's yichas is for sure yichas. And being that you'd have a vadai tzvi over here, the halacha would be that for sure you have a mitzvah kisei adam. As relates to the matanos, there we had a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that if you shecht a kvi, you chayim in Zroel in the cave. The Rabbi Eliezer said if you shecht a kvi, you're not chayim in Zroel in the cave. Says Rapapa again, the kinta's going to be what kind of kvi? The product of a tzvi and a tiyosha. The father was a tzvi and the mother was a tiyosha. The Chachamim hold that being that the mother is a tiyosha, being that the mother is a tiyosha, so you vadai chayiv in chatzim matonis. Because even if it doesn't matter whether chayshin or ain't chayshin, because when you're dealing with matanis, what you need is the tzad behema. And this kli for sure has a tzad behema. So being that you're vadei chayiv and chatzi matanis, it's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't say tzvi vav filo mixat tzvi. This is where this kicks in. And being that you don't say so in this case, if all you have is a mikza seh, if all you have is a seh mitzad the mother, but you're a bechaya mitzad your father, then you're not going to have a chiyuv matanis. And being that Rebbe Eliezer is also mesupik, whether choshen lezerav or ain't choshen lezerav, so he has to be machmir, he has to say, I'm not sure, maybe this animal is a miktsas chaya and a miktsas behema. If ain't choshen lezerav, it's 100% behema. Thus, there's a chiyuv zorei l'chaim l'kev. But if choshen lezerav, then it's only a miktsas. Miktsas is not enough. The chachamim hold miktsas is enough, so vada you're going to be chayiv b'chatzi matanis. That's why they say you're chayiv matanis. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer holds that miktsas is not enough. Thus, you're only chayiv if you hold ain't choshen. On the side that you're choshen, you're not going to be chayiv. So what does Rebbe Eliezer say? Rebbe Eliezer says it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, I might say mechaveh all of it right. What would be if it was in the reverse order? What if be if you had a taya shabbat tzviya where the father was a behema and the mother was a tzviya? In that case, even according to the chachamim, you'd be potter from the Zrei L'chaim in the keva, because there the father is the behema. So the only time this animal, this kvi, is considered a behema is if you choshen lezera ha'av. But being that it's a sovik with a choshen lezera, and we're dealing with a case of choshen mishpat, ha'moitza mechaveri olav ha'raya, and it's for that reason everyone's going to hold your potter. So if you're talking about where the father was the tayosh, the father was the behema, being that I need the tzad behema, I only have a sovik, I have a tzad behema, and we're dealing with a sovik moment, you'd say ha'moitza mechaveri olav ha'raya. So hocha b'mayaskinon, where the father was the chaya, the mother was the behema. So I have a mikzas over here. So what's the shad? What's the machloikis with the chachamim? The machloikis is, what's the halacha? But I have a mikzas. Is mikzas enough to be mechayiv? Or is mikzas not enough to be mechayiv? If mikzas is not enough to be mechayiv, then there's no sofik. We're definitely chayiv in Zrei L'chaim in the keva. Rabbi Eliezer, however, holds mikzas is not enough to be mechayiv. And being that it's a sofik, whether it's only a mikzas, if you're choshen lezerav, or maybe you chayiv 100%, sofik moment, the halacha is going to be, I'm moitzim mechavei all of a rai. So the bottom line is as it relates to the first two of the three discussion points of today's daf, which are really the second and third, if you go through it chronologically. But the point is, as it relates to the shayla of kisei adam bayikvi, and as it relates to the shayla of Zroi L'chaim in the cave of a kvi, where we have a stam mishnah with regards to kisei adam, we have a machlekes of lezen chomer with regards to the halacha of Zroi L'chaim in the cave, we're talking about a very specific kvi. A kvi that's the product of a tzvi habal atyosha. The father was the behema, the father was the chaya, the mother was the behema, and the cheshbon is, as we just discussed, the papa continued, and he said, as it relates to Oysev Es Benoi, Linyan Oysev Es Benoi, that's the third, or the first, in order that we need to figure out, there too there was Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, where the Chachamim said there's a chiyuv Oysev Es Benoi, and Rebbe Eliezer said, no, there is no Oysev Es Benoi. Mishkachas lo, there you can say the case is Bein B'tayash Abal HaTzviya, U Bein B'tzviya Abal HaTayash. It works both ways. It works whether we're talking about a kvi that's the product of the father behem and the mother achayim, or it's a kvi that's the product of the father achayim and the mother behem. B'tayah shabal atzviya. You could say that it's referring to a tayah shabal atzviya uli sura drabana, and we're discussing in this the rabbanon savri the rabbanon hold dil mechayshin lezerav seva filo mixasam rinon va'aser. Rebbe Eliezer savri the rabbanon hold nay nami the chayshin lezerav even though it's true chayshin lezerav seva filo mixasam loyam rinon. You could alternatively say that they were arguing b'tzviya balat yasha uli malchus and the Machloikis is not with regards to Israel, with regards to Malchus Rabbanon. Sabi Rabbanon, nay, nami d'choshen l'zerav, seva filo mikzah seom rinon, u'malkina le. You're even going to get Malchus. Rabbi Eliezer, Sabi Rabbi Eliezer holds Yisura Iko, Malchus leko. Yisura Iko, dul me'in choshen l'zerav, I say ma'ayuhu. Malchus leko, dul me'choshen l'zerav, seva filo mikzah seom rinon. So what did we just say? So let's just speak it outside. This is just math. You just have to plug in these few yisoides that we have, that everybody's choshen l'zerav. You need the tzad behem in order to be chai v'oisev as benoi, and we have a machloikus, whether you say seva filo mixase, you don't say seva filo mixase. So said Rav Papa, whereas it relates to kisei adam matanis, you have to make an akimto that the kvi that Chazal were referring to was the product of father chaya, mother behema. As it relates to oisev as benoi, you can go both ways. It could be father behema, mother chaya. It could be father chaya, mother behema. It doesn't matter in what direction it's going to be. So first, in the event that the father was a behema and the mother was a chaya, the chachamim are going to say oisev as benoi is aser. Why? Choshishin Lezera Av. On the Tzad Choshishin Lezera Av, this animal is a Miktsase. Seva Filo Miktsase Amrinon. As a result, there's going to be a problem. Rabbi Lezer is going to say Potter. Because even though Rabbi Lezer is also Choshishin Lezera Av Nisafik, Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold Seva Filo Miktsase. So in the worst, in the bloodiest worst case scenario, what do you have? Yeah, have a mixaseh. Mixaseh is not enough to have the halacha. As a result, you're going to be potter. So it's very simple. You could say that the case was where you had a kvi that was the son of a taya shabal atzviya, where everybody is misafik chayshul zera, but at the end of the day, only according to the chachamim would that pose an issue. Because in the worst case scenario, what you have is a chatzi behema. So according to the chachamim, sevafilu mixaseh minan, it's going to be a problem. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to be bother. So according to the chachamim, it's also according to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to be a problem. Or you could say it's talking about where tzvi was ba'al atyasha. It's talking about where it was in the reverse order, where the father was a chaya and the mother was a behema. If the father was a chaya and the mother was a behema, everybody is going to hold that it's going to be asa. Why is everyone going to hold it's going to be asa? According to the chachamim, it's for sure asa. Because Seva Afilo Miktsaseh is for sure Miktsaseh. Because everyone holds Chayshon Lezera Eh. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, you don't say Seva Afilo Miktsaseh, it's going to be Asa. Why? Because on the Tzad, in Chayshon Lezera Av, this is a 100% Behema. And if it's 100% Behema, Misafik is going to be Asa. What's the difference then between Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer? Again, according to the Chacham, it's for sure Asa. Because all you need is a miktaseh. You have a miktaseh, mitzad o'em. It doesn't matter what the halach is with regards to choshen lezera, the inchoshen lezera. Mitzad o'em, you definitely have a behema. According to Rabbi Yez, I don't definitely have oisev as benoi. Because if you say vafilo miktaseh loy amrinon, but maybe I don't have a miktaseh, maybe I have a vadaiseh. Why do I maybe have a vadaiseh? Because maybe inchoshen lezera, so all I see over here is a zeh. But then again, maybe inchoshen lezera. They both hold it's awesome. The difference is, according to Chachamim, it's vaday awesome. Because the criteria for Oisev Es Benoi is Miktsas, and I for sure have Miktsas. According to Rabbi Yezer, the criteria is 100%. I don't for sure have 100%. I only have 100% of Ein Chayshon Lezera. If Chayshon Lezera, then I only have Miktsas. But Ramadav Shach Sofik is, you have to go to Chumrah. But what's the Nafkamina then? Nafkamina is going to be Malkus. According to Chumrah, that it's Vada Yasser, so there's going to be Malkus. According to Rabbi Yezer, it's a Sofik, there's not going to be Malkus. So Gishmak said Rabbi Oppo, as it relates to the Shiloh of Kisi Adam, as it relates to the Shiloh of Matan, is you have to say we're talking about a Tzvei Abalat Yasha, as it relates. You could say we're talking about a Tzvei Abalat Yasha. You could also say we're talking about a Tayyash Abalat Tzvei. If it's a Tayyash Abalat Tzvei, then just do the math. The Machlokes is going to be Asr and Mutter. According to Racham, it's going to be Asr. According to Blaz, it's going to be Mutter. If we're talking about Tzvei Abalat Yasha, everyone's going to hold it's going to be Asr. The Shaila is going to be, is there Malkus or is there not Malkus? Fighters. The Heilige Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. So till now, we've taken for granted that the definition of a Tzvei is the product of a chaya and a behema. And we saw that it could be father behema, mother chaya, father chaya, mother behema, with significant nafgaminas. Either way, said Rabbi Yehuda da Amoira, that I have a different definition of kvi. I'll tell you my Masoira. Kvi beya bifnei atzma. I heard that whenever Chazal used the word, the term kvi, what it was a beya bifnei atzma. Which barrier? V'lochriyabah chachamim. The chachamim did not sure, were not sure in min behemah, in min chayeh. Meaning, it was a specific kvi, a specific behemah, a specific animal, specific species. The shayla was not which species it was, but rather whether we look at it as a behemah or whether we look at it as a chayeh. Rav Nachman said, kvi ze ayol habar. No, I can tell you exactly what a kvi is. A kvi is a wild ram. Says the Merkat Tanoi, this machlokes amiram is really machlokes tanoi. Kvi ze ayol habar. Oh, before is what Rav Nachman said. The Yeshayim, some say, ze habar min atayash shum min atzviyot. That was what Rav Chizda said. That was the whole ayin tayas on the base. Rabbi Yossi says, kvi birya bifnei atzmahi, v'leichriya b'chachamim, min chayeh, min behemah. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. So we have the three shittas. Mefurish in this brayse, and it's the fourth shita, by the way. Shem Gamliel Leimer Min Behemohi. It's actually Min Behemo. Vishal Beis Dushoyhoi Megadol Madarim Madarim. And Beis Dushoy, this family, they used to raise herds of this type of behemo. So it wasn't a shiloh what it was exactly. It's just a certain type of behemo. So we're not sure how to pronounce the word. We're also not sure what it is. So kvi is just wrapped in mystery. It's not clear what it is, and there's different shitas in the Tanoim and the Amirayim, and just simple the pronunciation of the word is also confusing. Regardless, Amir Ab Zeira. Amar Rab Safra, Amar Rab Amnuna, Hani Izi Debala, literally the forest goats. Ksheru is the Gabi Mizbeach. They're considered goats. Thus, they're considered a behema. If they're a behema, they're kosher to go on the mizbeach. Chayah can't go on the mizbeach. Chayas could be kosher, but not kosher to go on the mizbeach. Only behemas could go on the mizbeach. Only kosher behemas. So these goats, apparently there was a shayla, whether we look at them as behemas or chayas. So he said that they're goats. They're easy to bala. They're forest goats, but they're goats. I mean, they're goats, they can go on the mizbeach. So look, Rabbi Yitzchak says, the Gemara Rabbi Yitzchak held like Rabbi Zeir held like Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, as a behemas monakos, the Torah mentions 10 kosher animals. V'esuloi, not more than 10 kosher animals. That means any animal that's kosher has to somehow fit into the 10 kosher animals that the Torah mentioned, right? You remember by the behemoth, the Torah mentioned the kosher animals. By the oifus, the Torah mentioned the non-kosher oifus. But regardless, Torah mentions 10. And this is not mentioned anywhere. Because if you go through the 10, it's 3 behemoths, if you remember. There's 7 chayas, a whole bunch of different chayas. This easy debal is not any one of the chayas. So if it's not one of the chayas, and we know it's kosher, and we know there's nothing kosher that's not mentioned in that pasuk, so what is it exactly? Oh, Shema Midah De'eh, it must be included. Eiz is mentioned in that pasuk. It must be, it's one of the Eiz. Maskev for Rabbi Yaakov, Ve'ema Ayelu Tzvi Prat, Kol Behema Klal, Pratu Klal, Nasa Klal, Moisev Ala Prat, It Gutuva. So if you go through those psukim, the psukim that mention all the different animals that are kosher, so the pasuk says like this, So Yisa Behema Asher Toichelu, Shor Se Ksovim V'Se Izim. Then the pasuk says, says the Gemara, why don't we say that the chol behema that the Torah mentions right afterwards is a klal that's moisiv on the prat? So what's the halacha if you have a prat to klal? Klal prat, we know. Klal prat to klal, we know. What about in the reverse order? If you have a prat and a klal. So the other rule is, nasa klal moisiv ala prat. We say that the klal is moisiv, that's like saying a much, much more. Right, so you have the 10 mentioned, and you have more. So how do you know that the easy, the bala, is a behemoth? Because there's only 10 kosher animals. It's not one of the 10 mentioned, unless, being that it's called the forest goat, it's included in goat, thus it's a behemoth. Because if it's included in goat, goats are behemoths, it must be a behemoth. Maybe it's kosher. And even though the Torah mentioned 10, there's more than 10. And it's one of the more than 10, and it's a chaya, not a behemoth. If the Torah mentions 10, how could it be more than 10? No, it's a classic prat to klal. Not klal u prat to klal. Well, first you mention the prat, then you mention the klal, and the rule is nasa klal moisav ala prat. So the Gemara says, "Mkein kol hani prati lomli." Prat to klal makes sense when you have one prat and then you have a klal. But if you have 10 prat and then you have a klal, then that already defies the rule. And then you don't say the halach of nasa klal moisav ala prat. Thus, all you have is the 10. It doesn't fit into any of the 10 other than the goat. Must be it's a goat. If it's a goat, it's kosher to go on the mizbech. Masav l'ravach b'ed rav iko v'dumim mina da'akoy ninu. Some of the chayas mentioned in that passage, we don't really know what they are. One of them is the akoy. Maybe it's the akoy, which means it's a chayah. So misafik, how could you put on the mizbech? Meaning, we're assuming it's for sure not one of the animals mentioned in the pasuk. You can only assume that if you know the definition of all the animals mentioned in the pasuk. But if I don't know what they all are, then how can I tell you with certainty it's not one of those? The Torah mentions the akoy, which is a chayah. So maybe it's the akoy. Only ravach b'ed rov, the ravashi, v'amad the ravach b'ed rov, avi the ravashi. The mamina the teyoy. I'll ask you another kasha. The soy. Maybe it's the soy. I mean the zemer nino. Meaning the akoy, the soy, and the zemer. These are all chayos, and we don't know what they are. So maybe it's one of those. Only ravchan the ravashi. My name is Shomer Tarbayo. You should know that it's true. There was a great Amoira, the Amoira Amemar, who said that it's mutter to eat the chaylev of these forest goats. What does that mean? It means that he argued with what Rav Zeir said, the name of Safa, the name of Nun, in the beginning of the Gemara, that the Ksheres Lagam is Bech. Because if the Ksheres Lagam is Bech, it means they're a behem. If they're a behem, that means it's going to be an Isser Chaylev. He said it's mutter to eat the Chaylev. If it's mutter to eat the Chaylev, it means you're right. He must have held that it's one of these Chayos, and as a result, it's going to be. So this is really the same Gemara. But whereas we started off with a statement that Rav Zeir said, the name of Safa, the name of Nun, that these forest goats are fish. Sure, behemoths. Here it was posed as a question. These forest goats, could they go on the mizbech and they're not going? We have a machlokes with regards to the shayrabar of shayrabar fame. Not a wild goat, but rather a wild ox. Now, what's the shayla? The tana shayrabar min behemu. Rabbi Yosef min chay. What's the beer in the machlokes? The rabbanon sabi, the rabbanon that say that it's a behemo. They say mid the targum minon turbula. Mina de behemahu. The targum on the word sa'oi is turbula. Turbula is made up of two words. The tar means shor, tough and shin. They flip
between Lashon HaKodesh and Aramaic. So a Torah is a shor. Bala means vilt. So you have a tar bala. You have a vilda ox. And as a result, mina de behemu. Being that the Torah calls it a shor, that's the word we're using. It makes sense to be able to say it. Look at the surrounding, the context of the sa'oi. It's together with the tzvi, the yachmer, the akar, the dishon, and the zemer. Those are all chayas. So just based on the placement of the word, it sounds like it's really a chaya. So it makes sense, this shayla. Shara barza behemer a chaya. I hear abhani. But as it relates to the izi debali, divri akol mina de ezdin. Everybody holds that it's going to be an ez. It's going to be a behemer. Why? Because being that it's called a goat, and you don't have the svara that it was placed amongst the chayos, thus, you're not going to have the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who said regarding the shor habar, that it's a chaya, that the ez habar should also be a chaya. How do you know for sure that it's a behemoth? Oh, because it's called an ez, and it's not even placed amongst the chayos. Maybe it's one of the chayos. Same kasha we asked earlier. Maybe it's the akhah. And the Gemara concludes on the same note. You're right. Not everybody agreed with that. So in other words, a meimer was matter to eat the chaylev of this goat. If it was a behemoth, he wouldn't have been matter. Obviously, he held that it must be a chaya. Regardless, as it relates to this wild goat, do you look at it as a goat? Thus, the chaylev will be also because of the go on the mizbeach. Or do you look at it as a chaya? If that's the case, it'll be also to go on the mizbeach. The chaylev will be mutter. It seemed to have been a machloikis amayram. As it relates to the wild ox, the shor habar, that's a machloikis tanoim. That's a mishnah. Shor habar min behemur, Rabbi Yosef min chay. But that's related to the targum on the word sa'oi, because the Torah mentions the shor habar. The sa'oi is the shor habar. It is the shor habar. The shayla over here was, as it relates to the Ez habar, as relates to Ez habar, what's the halach? Incidentally, if the sa'oi is the shor habar, how could the Gemara have had a hava mina that dulma mina de ta'oi, that maybe this wild goat is the sa'oi? It's the shor habar. It's not the wild goats. You have to say that maybe the understanding would be is that sa'oi means these wild animals. So whether it's the wild ox, or whether it's the wild goat, either way, Sokta Gemara Vaita. Okay, said Ashaykh. So the Perek began, new topic. Oisei Vez Benoi is Noyeg both in Muktoshin and Bechulin. So the Allah of Oisei Vez Benoi is true for Chulin and it's true for Kachim. And then the Gemara gave 12 scenarios of Shechita of two behemoths, a mother and a child, or maybe a father and a child, on the same day, and how it's going to relate to the halachos of Oisei Vez Benoi, and in the event it's Kachim. What about Shechutei Chutz? Etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia, Kulu Masnis in the Laker Rav Shimon. The Gansa Mishnah is the Laker Rav Shimon. This whole Mishnah is the Laker Rav Shimon. Who's Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon has a Shita that there's no halacha of Oisei Ves Benoi if the Shita is a Shita She'ena Ru'uyo. You need both Shitais to be Shitais Ru'uyois in order for the Shchita to constitute Oisei Ves Benoi. But if one of the Shitais is not a Shita that's matter, let's say the Basar La'achiva, for example, you shechted a shor haniskal. That's what Rav Shimon said is halacha. A shor haniskal, the halacha is asa b'achila. So being that it's asa b'achila, you can't have an oisei ves benoi if you have a shor haniskal. Says the Gemara, this whole Mishnah is completely deloike Rav Shimon. So sometimes you have masnisen deloike Rav Shimon. Rav Oshia said, kule masnisen deloike Rav Shimon. The ganze Mishnah is right, deloike Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, why? Because mech. Shami, omer Rav Oshia, mech. Tani, it says, kachem bachotz, if you shechted the mother and the child, which were both kachem bachotz, said, Allah has a rishon chayiv karas. For the first one, you're going to be chayiv karas. It's regular shchutei chotz. Ushnei psulim, they're both going to be pasul. Why? Because kachem bachutz is always going to be also b'achilo. Which name soif kines abam? They're both going to get malchus. The first one gets malchus for shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz, in addition to there being karis to add injury to insult, there's also going to be malchus. The second one's going to be malchus because of oisei ves benoi. But the Gemara says mechtsim. Later, Rav Shimon dama shchita sheni ruya leishma shchita. Rav Shimon holds that a shchita sheni ruya is not considered a shchita. If that's the case, kama miktol kotle, the first animal whose shchita was done by chutz is not considered a shchita. If it's not considered a shchita, because you just killed it, it's not a kosher shchita, sheni miskabel b'fnimu. If that's the case, then the second one is not subject to the halacha of oisei ves benoi. Why not? Because the only time there's oisei ves benoi is if the shchitas were good shchitas. Being that the first shchita was a shchita sheni ruya, it was never matter,
There's a shchit echutz. Shchit echutz is not mutter b'achila. So it comes out that the second shchita is not an oisei ves benoidege shchita. If it's not an oisei ves benoidege shchita, it's mutter lovei b'fnin. Karis nami v'chayiv. You should be chayiv karis for the second one. Why in the Mishnah, if you shechted a mother and a child, both kachim b'chutz, are you chayiv karis for the first one and not for the second one? The first one you chayiv karis, it's regular shchit echutz. The second one you're not chayiv karis, because the only time you chayiv karis is if it's roi lovei b'fnin. This second one is not roi lovei b'fnin. The reason it's not roi lovei b'fnin is because it's aser to shech because of oisei ves benoy, which makes it now not roi to be brought as a mizbeach. Incidentally, if something's aser mishum oisei ves benoy, it falls into the category of mechusar zman. Maybe we'll speak about that on Sunday. But it falls into the category of mechusar zman. It's a real kachem psul. So if that's the case, it's not roi lovei b'fnin. If it's not roi lovei b'fnin, there's no karis. But according to Rav Shimon, there is no oisei ves benoy in the second one. Because once the first one was shchut echutz, it wasn't a shchita ru'uya, there won't be an oisei ves benoy on the second shchita. If there's no oisei ves benoy, it's roi lovei b'fnin. If it's roi lovei b'fnin, there should be karis. So the Gemara is saying, I understand everything, even according to Rav Shimon, besides for one point. The first one, there's karis. The second one, there's no karis. There should be karis on the second one also. Because being that there's no oisei ves benoy on the second one, then l'chayra, there should be karis on the second one. Another raya, the Rav Ishi said, kulu masisins like Rav Shimon. Another raya, the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon, because the Mishnah said, chulim b'fnim shem su. If you shechted both of them, chulim, both of them in the Azara, they're both going to be pasul, because if you shech chulim in the Azara, you're not allowed to eat it. V'ashem yisev yisarbon. And the second one is going to be malchus. Mech shemidu, Rav Shimon, da'am shchit yishen, rulo yishma shchita. A shchit yishen is not a shchita. Kamen miktol kali. The first shchita wasn't a shchita. Shein yamai sev yisarbon. Why do you get malchus for the second one? If the first one wasn't matzah, the bas b'achila, it's also about no. Then why is there malchus for the second one? There should be no malchus. Sheni soivik is arbon. Why? Because oisav es benoy. It's not oisav es benoy. If the mother wasn't a good shchita, there's no oisav es benoy in the second one. A third raya that the mishnah is like Rav Shimon. Kachim b'fnim. What's the halacha if you shechted both of them? Kachim b'fnim. So this was pretty good. Harishon kasher upater. It was the second one that was a problem. The first one is beautiful. Kachim b'fnim. It's gewaldig. Hasheni is the issue. Soivik is arbon upas. Fading more. Why? Mech shemini later Rav Shimon d'amar. This is a geshmak and kasha. Shchita sheni. If that's the case, shchitas kachim, nami shchitas sheni ruya here. Hashta maisa. Every shchitas kachim, according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, should be a shchitas sheni ruya. How could shchitas kachim be a shchitas sheni ruya? Because what's the definition of a shchita ruya as it relates to oisav es benoy? The definition is, it's a shchita that's matar basa b'achila. When you shech kachim, is the shchita matar basa b'achila? Not yet. You have to wait until you do all the avoidas. The kamadol ezarik damloy mishteri basa. Until you do the kabbalah and the lach and the zrika, it's not going to be mat. If that's the case, the shchita in and of itself wasn't a shchita ruya. If it wasn't a shchita ruya, when you shech the second one, there shouldn't be oisav es benoy. Because if the first one is a shchita sheni ruya, you can't have oisav es benoy for the second one. Sheni amay soivik zabam upasol. Elish mami nara voishia said, the like Rav Shimon. It must be kulu masnisin is the like Rav Shimon. Says the more pshita dachi yisa. So after Rav Ishi made his case, and he had three rayas from the Mishnah, like Rav Shimon, Mara said, it's pashit. What? Why is it even a chiddush? What did Rav Ishi just say that is a chiddush? All he did was, is he plugged in Rav Shimon's sheet into the Mishnah, all 12 cases, and realized that three out of the 12 are inconsistent with Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, no, there was one chiddush, one of the three things. Without Rav Ishi, I don't think we would have said the Gemara. Because shchitas kachim et shrichalei, Rav Shimon, it said Rav Ishiya would hold that if you shechted kachim b'fnim, then the second one there wouldn't be an oisav es benoy. Why? Because shchitas kachim b'fnim is shchita sheni ruya. We said, why is it shchita sheni ruya? Because the shchita in and of itself is not matter the basa b'achila. You still need the zrika. Says the Gemara, that's a chiddush. Because all good, I would have thought shchitas kachim shchita ruya. Shchitas kachim really is a shchita ruya. Because if you would kill the animal without shechting it, the basa would be never mutter. When you shecht it, it's mutter. Now, it's not mutter now. You have to wait until you do the zrika. But at some point, it'll be mutter. And therefore, shchita ruya, we should look at it as a shchita ruya. Kamash malan. Therefore, kamash malan, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara. One last kash. When the Mishnah went through all the different malkiyos that one could be chayv and oisav es benoy. You have the malkus of oisav es benoy, and then you have the malkus for shchut echutz. Freit the Gemara, I have another malkus. And that is, anytime somebody shechts kachim, pasul, he's over a malchus. The malchus that he's over is for the pasuk in the Torah of lo yiratza. Now that pasuk of lo yiratza is in a very specific context. It's discussing shechting an animal that's a bal mum. The shorva says sorua the color different types of mumin nedava tasa oisay ulaneda lo yiratza. You know what? It's also you know what a shechter. Being that oisay that's benoy, we said a moment ago was a mechusar's man because you're not allowed to shechter oisay that's benoy. So it comes out there's a new laugh. There's a kachim lav of lo yiratza. Anytime you shech kachim psulim, you over lo yisaseh. Oisei ves benoy is kachim psulim.
It's chulim psulim, but it's also kachem psulim. It's kachem psulim because of oisiv es benoi. Straight to Gemara, there should be another malchus. When the Mishnah was discussing all the soifikas arbaims, all the malchus, how come we completely forgot about another set of mice? 40 lashes, a big deal. How come we forgot about this whole another set of malchus? The Gemara forgot about the lav of loy yeiratze. Straight to Gemara, vilul kinami mishum lav de mechus esman. I didn't learn to the rice, but I chulim psulim shabashar v'sehashu b'loy yiratze. How do you know anytime you shecht a carbon, that's puzzle. You over a new lav of lo yirat a talmud loy mevashar v'seh saru v'kala. Again, that's discussing shechting an animal that's a balmo. Limei, we learn from there ala psulin shabashar v'shabaseh. Any psul that relates to a shabaseh, not necessarily the one that the Torah in that pasuk is referring to, which is a shar v'seh balmo, but any psul shu b'lo yiratzeh. So again, if we're discussing all the different malkiyos one can possibly get in the context of oisiv es benoi, whether it's chulin, whether it's kachin, the Mishnah address two types of malchus. Malchus for the lav of oisev es benoi, which is not exclusive to kachin, and malchus for the lav of shchutei chutz, which of course is exclusive to kachin. Frank the Gemara, there's another malchus which is also exclusive to kachin that we should have addressed, which would play itself out in many of the 12 cases mentioned in the Mishnah. And that is the lav for shechting a mechusar zman. Says the Gemara, an interesting teretz. Ki kachashav lavi de oisev es benoi, lavi nuchroi loy kachashav. We're learning perek oisev es benoi. I mean that we're learning perek oisev es benoi, we're only addressing the lavin of oisev es benoi, the malchus related to oisev es benoi. But if you have a malchus that's not related to oisev es benoi, we're not mentioning fake the Gemara, v'loy, how could you say that? V'kachim b'chotz, the Mishnah mentioned the malchus for shchutei chotz, the lavi nuchroi. It's a friend of love, meaning it's not perik oisev es benoi. That's perik ashoichet v'mayil v'masach tezvachim. V'kochoshim, and the Mishnah mentions this, diktoni chayiv koris, which name soibin the sarboim. So bishloi m'sheni, mishum lav da oisev es benoi. Elo rishin am I soifig. Lav mishum lav da shkutei chutz. I mean, obviously, it's because of the lav of shkutei chutz. Right, in the case where the first one was kachem b'chutz. It says you get malchus. That's not oisev es benoi. It's the first one. Obviously, the malchus is not because of oisev es benoi, it's related to shchitas chutz. So you see, we're mentioning even lavin nochroi. So the Gemara says, kolecha delek lav da oisev es benoi, chashav lavin nochroi. V'cholecha lav da oisev es benoi, chashav lavin nochroi. The Mishnah is willing to mention a lav nochroi, but that's only if it's a shchita that otherwise would not have a lav. But being that the lavin of oisev es benoi anyways have the lav of oisev es benoi, so for that reason, we're not mentioning the lav of Mechusar's man. So if there was a Hechetimtz in the Mishnah where there would be no Malkus for Oisev es benoi, then we'll throw in the Malkus of Lai Ratza. But all the cases in the Mishnah that discussed Oisev es benoi, you want it to also be Lai Ratza. It's true, it's also Lai Ratza. So if you want to be accurate, there is another Malkus. But at the same time, the Mishnah is not mentioning it because we're not going to mention a Lav Nuchroi when we anyways are getting Malkus in the Mishnah for the Lav of Oisev es benoi.
The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Emor on this pasuk, the Shor Oiseh, Oisoy ve'es benoi. Rab Rachya b'shem Rab Levi Yomer. Rab Rachya in the name Rab Levi said that Shlomo Melech said in Mishle, Yodei et tzadik nefesh behemtoi, ve'rachmei risha machzari. The tzadik is sensitive to the nefesh of his behemoth. But the Rosha, he doesn't even care about people. Yodei Tzadik, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is the Tzadik. And you find that Yodei Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoi, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yisikacho Eimal Abonim. V'rach Mirusha Machzori. Who's the Rosha? Who's this Achzor? Zeh Sancheirav HaRosha. Dechziv Bei Eimal Boneh Arutasha. The Torah was sensitive to the relationship between a mother and a child. Lo yisikach e'mal abanim. Sancheiriv said, e'mal banim rutashi, killed the mothers with the children. He had no sensitivity. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi, HaKadosh Baruch was sensitive to the behemoths. The Rosh is not sensitive to the people. That's what Rab Rachya b'shem Rab Levi said. So Rab Rachya weiter. Yodei tzadik zeh HaKadosh Baruch. The Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi is referring to HaKadosh Baruch. Shakasa b'teiru, it says in the Teiru v'shar, oiseh, oisoi ve'es benoi, loise shchat b'yem echad, v'rach mirushan machzari. And what does it mean, v'rach mirushan machzari, zeh Haman? It's referring to Haman. Haman the Rasha, Chakosva by it said by him, Lahashmid, Laharoig, Ula Abed. The idea tzaddik nefesh behemtoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so sensitive to the tzaddik, to the behemoth, that oisoi ves benoi vayseshchatu b'yemechot. Rasha Haman the Rasha was fakert. Even when it came to people, he wasn't sensitive. How do you know that? Because what did Haman say? L'nishloyach svarim b'yadarotim al-komodino yisamelech. L'hashmid, l'haroig, l'abir, eskola yehudim minar v'adzokin, tavin noshim b'yoy mechot. What a hafeldig medrash tanchuma. The medrash is comparing and contrasting the sensitivity that the Torah has to animals versus the sensitivity that that animal, Haman HaRasha, had to Klal Yisrael, had to people. Yeah, you're led a shecht. It's true. And what did Haman say? He said, Lahashmid, Laharoi, Ula Abe, this Kola Yehudim, Minarva Adzokim, Tafenoshim, Biyoy Mechot Daika. What's the Biyoy Mechot? Because there was an understanding, there's a sensitivity of loisishchat to b'yoy mechad. And I was saying, no, I dafka want to do it b'yoy mechad. Yoidei tzadik nefesh behemtoi of a v'rachme risha machzari. But just one sushtal to this medrash. And that is, in one of the more moving gemaras related to the churban, related to the kamtza bar kamtza digesugya, the Gemara tells a story, and this is Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We all know the story, but it's g'day to hear the words of the Gemara inside again, just to get into the mood. It's Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Rabbi Huda Amar, Rabbi Huda said that there's a certain pasuk in Eicha that talks about the terrible churban, something very specific that happened that was just beyond. So Isha V'Sheva Banel was referring to a mother and her seven children. I see you come. So this mother and her seven sons were brought in front of the Kesar of Roimi. And first they brought the oldest son, Amrule, and they told this person, Plach Lavoidus Kechavim, bow down to this Avodah Zarah. And by the way, if you bow down to this Avodah Zarah, everything is going to be okay. Amaluhu. So the child said, Kasabat Torah, it says in the Torah, Noichi Hashem Eloi Kecha. I serve one God. I can't bow down to this Avodah Zarah. Afku v'katlu. They brought him out and they killed him. Asyula Idch Kameh the Kesar. They brought the second one in front of the Kesar. Amrule, they told him, Plach Lavoidus Kechavim, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Amaluhu. He said, Kasabat Torah, Lo Yiel Locha Elihim Acherim Al Ponai. I can't do this. Afku v'katlu. Immediately they killed him. They brought the third child. Amrule, they told him, Plach Lavoidus Kechavim, kill this, bow down to this Avodah Zarah. Amrule, he said, Kasabat Torah, Zeveach Lo Elihim Yochram. It's a pasuk, I'm not allowed to do it. Afku v'katlu, they killed him. Sul idach, they brought the fourth child. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avoidus kechavim, bow down to this avoidus har. Amalei, kasa batayr lo yisishtach avalei lacher. Afku v'katlu, sul idach, they brought the fifth son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avoidus kechavim. Amalei, kasa batayr, it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem aleikenu, Hashem echad. Afku v'katlu, they killed him as well. Sul idach, they brought the sixth son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avoidus kechavim, bow down to the avoidus har. Amalei, kasa batayr, v'yodata hayoyim v'ashiv. They killed him as well. And then they brought this woman's youngest child, her seventh child. They told him, Plach l'avoidus kechavim. We told him, it says, Es Hashem hem marta ayoim liyos l'chol l'loikim, v'Hashem hem mircha ayoim liyos l'loik l'am segula. We have a pact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We took upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our one singular God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to be the one singular nation, we're going to be the Am Segula. Kfar nishpanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kid said, we swore to God, she'ein onu mavir noise be'el acher, va'af hu nishbalonu, and he swore to us, she'ein mavir oisonu b'macheres, he's never going to swap us out for another nation. Amalei HaKesar. The Kesar turns to this kid, he says, listen, you boys are making me look bad. You're making me look bad. I need you to at least fake it. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Ishti loch gushpank. I'm going to take my ring. I'm going to throw it on the ground. Gochin v'shakli. Just bend down and pick it up. Kehichi the lame rus. Like this, all the people that are observing and are watching are going to say, Kabbal alei hormon of the malka. That he just bowed down to me. Just do it. Just fake it. I know you don't mean it. I understand that. But just do that. Amalei. So the child told the Kesar. Chaval aloch Kesar. Chaval aloch Kesar. Al kvoit atzmecho kach. You realize how sensitive you are to your honor. You feel you're the king. And therefore you have to be treated accordingly. So nu. Doesn't that mean that I have to be that much more sensitive to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I'll kvayt HaKadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama afkula mikdalei. So they took this child out and they brought him to be killed as they were bringing out this seventh child. And the mother is there and she's watching this. Amrula Ime. So the mother turns to the people of the Kesar and says, Yahavu Nahali, can I please have my child for one moment? V'inashke porta. I want to kiss him. Just for one moment. Let me just kiss my child before he dies. Amrulai. They said, that's fine. Bonai. They said, she went and she told her child, my son, I want you to go and I want you to tell Avram Avinu, you know, you're going to be killed right now. You're going to be executed in a matter of moments. And you're going to have the schus to be greeted in the next world by Avram Avinu. When you see Avram Avinu, I want you to tell him the following. I have a message from my mother. He said, you brought one akedah. You took one son and you put him on a mizbeach. And I didn't bring one akeda, I brought seven mizbeches. Afi also lagag, she too went on top of the roof. For naflach, she fell off. For mesa, and she died. Yatzos abaskal, there was a baskal that came out. For Amra, and said, im habonim semecha. This is a well-known story. It's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, in the climax of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugya. But there's a rest of the story. In fact, this maisa that's brought somewhat pekitzer here in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, it's brought much more by Riches in an Eicha Rabbah. It's in Medrash Eicha, it's Parsha Aleph Nun. Number one, the Medrash over there puts a name to the face. Maisa b'Miriam bas Nachtom. There was a story with Miriam, the daughter of Nachtom, and it goes ahead and it tells this whole story. It's interesting. If you look in the Pirush of the Marzu, one of the classic Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah, so the Pirush Marzu says as follows. Maisa kezu huva b'Yosifon. There's a very similar story that's told in Sefer Yosifon, b'Chana. And there the woman's name is not Miriam. Her name is Chana v'Shiva Baneh. And that took place not during the Churban. When did that take place? Everyone knows this. During the Chanukah story, right? It happened b'Yimei Antiochus. V'Ulai Shnei Maisis Hein. Says the Marzu, I'm not sure how to reconcile these two stories. Maybe they're two different stories. But either way, there's a lot of Hosafos in the Medrash's account of the story versus the Gemara's. We just need one. So after the Kesar goes and he kills, sends out the six boys, and now it's the last child. Amrulai, the mother, Miriam, turns to the Kesar and says, B'chaye Roshcha, in the honor of the king, Kesar, I beg you, Hargeini Tchila V'achakach Hargeo, can you please kill me first and only afterwards kill my child? I can't see this. I can't watch this anymore. Do me a favor, take my life first. I'm like Kesar. So the Kesar looks at the mother and said, Eini Shemeilech, I'm not listening to you. Because you know what it says in your Torah? V'shar oiseh, oisoi v'espinoi, loiseh shchatu b'yoymechot. I can't kill you. I'm sorry. I can't kill you. I'm killing your children. And as a result, I can't kill you because it says in the Torah, V'shar oiseh, oisoi v'espinoi, loiseh shchatu b'yoymechot. Now Miriam responded. She said, "Amrulai." She said, "Shait the sheba oilam. Kvar kiyamtes kol amitzvus v'leinishalacha elazu b'vad." What, you mekayim 612 mitzvus? You're already holding chulin dafayin ches. You're holding by perik oisavis benai miyat siva olav laharga. The bottom line is the medrash ends, and it's an incredibly moving story. But in the medrash, there's one oisafash in agel in yoneinu, and that is the king's. I can't, because it says in the Torah, "Oisay ve'es benai loisashchat." And I was thinking, the lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma that we mentioned. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi v'rachme rishoy machzori. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more sensitive to the behema than these rishoyim are sensitive to even human beings. But what's the lashon of the pasuk? V'rachme rishoy machzori. V'rachme rishoyim. Sometimes the rishoyim, they come and they actually act as if they're being compassion, but really what lies underneath it? It's a bunch of achzorius that lies underneath it. This Kesar invoked the pasuk of Oisay Ves Benoy Loisashchatu B'Yoymechot. That's a pasuk that's all about the Rachmanis. It's a pasuk like the Rambans. All three pshatim, it's related to the same idea. Oh, but it was Virachme Rishon Machzori. It was really exactly the opposite. And we've all heard Holocaust stories, the Germans, how they were very polite when they gassed the Jews, right? There was a certain it says in the Torah, Oisay Ves Benoy Loisashchatu B'Yoymechot is mamish out of the Nazi playbook. It's unbelievable. But the bottom line is, Yodei Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoy. For Achmi Rishon Machzori, you know, my heritage have been learning Chulin for the last 2.5 months. And really, you know, you think about Kinnis a little bit, you know, so many of the metaphor that were used by the Mechabri HaPiyutim, and you find it in Nusach HaTfilo, is that were compared to sheep that were being slaughtered. Nechshavnu katzoyim latevach yuval, right? We're mamish being butchered. We were butchered. And we were treated like behemoths. But like the Medrash says, even worse than behemoths. Because at least we have a sensitivity when we learn Masechtas Chulin, we do a shechita, we're sensitive to tzar balichayim. There's an idea of oisai vespenoi lois eschatu b'yemechot. There's a concept of shalech teshalech es ha'em, lois sikoche em alabonim, of a virachme risham machzori. We didn't even get that. We haven't even been zoicha to that throughout the Golas. Either way, we should taka be zoicha. We should be zoicha that all those neshamas should taka tell the Eibishta, look at all the akedas, all the mizbeches that we've brought, and we talk about the akedah of Yitzchak adayim hazeh. How many akedas have Klal Yisrael given up? How many proverbial chana v'shiva baneos? How many proverbial Miriam v'shiva baneos are there and have there been throughout the generations? Misha amaloi lama dai, yoyim alitzara seinu dai, and we should be Zoicha that this Shabbos and really this next week should be Nepach, Miyogain, Lesimcha, and we should be Zoicha not to have to Prava, we should go straight to Shabbos Nachamur in a couple of hours. We should be Zoicha to have a month of not Mishenichnasab, Mematim Besimcha, it should be Marbin Besimcha, Begu'ula, Shlema, the Bias HaMashiach, the Meir B'Yameinu, Amen.